charge under the penalty coil of Catalonis. But there is a limit. When the Arabs throw stones, then we have to adopt the approach of Gabriel. And this is not just a statement. This is based upon the halacha. The Meiri in Sanhedrin, in discussing the halacha of Habol Lehogecho, in Perek Ben Sira Meiri, Habol Lehogecho Hashkin Lehoge, so Rashi says, how do we know Habol Lehogecho Hashkin Lehoge in the parasha of Machteres? In the Machteres, in Motzi Hagano, the Hukob Amei Yisim Lidami, Zohar Ashore Hashem Yisim Lidami. That doesn't mean Chassisholem, if somebody tries to steal, so the Balabai is allowed to kill him, Chassisholem. But if somebody comes with a revolver to a person and he points the revolver at him, and the point of the gun says, give me your money, if not I shoot you, the Balabai is allowed to shoot him. Even though he has an opportunity to say to him, all right, I'll give you all my money, but don't shoot me. But he's not mechuyev to do that. He's allowed to shoot him, he's a rabbi. So, Rashi mentions, there's the halacha of Habol Lehogecho Hashkin Lehoge. That's the parsha of Machteres. So the Yiri says, but the Medrash Tanchume in Pincho says, on the posse, Sreiras HaMidyonim Kitzirim Heim Lochem, Mikanamu Chachomim Habo Lehogecho Hashkino. Why do we really have to go to Mechakim? After all, Rashi mentions it possible in the Torah, a whole parasha, in the Machteres, in Motze Hakanov, the hook of the mess in Lidomim, so there's the Aloha of Reading, because they know the mind with our Atzmei, it's Atzmei Alma Meine, so the Ganef knows that the Balabais will put up a resistance. And when it breaks into the house, and the burglar breaks into the house, it is with the intention that in case he puts up a resistance, he'll kill him. So it's like pointing the gun at the Balabai, so he's ready. So it's a pasuk in the Torah. Why does the Miri have to mention it? Rosh by the Medrash Tanchume, Tzreir as Samidyonim, Tzeir in him lochem, Mikanomu Chachomim, Habo Lehogecho Hashkin Lehoge. So the Knesset Adelo, at the end of Rish Mishpat, he says that the Pshat here in the Medrash Tanchumi is not a halacha of Habo Lehogecho Hashkin Lehoge on a collective level. The parasha of Machteres is expressive of the halacha of self-defense on an individual level. A burglar comes to your house and he points a gun at you and he says, give me your money. Or he breaks into a bank and he tells the clerk, so give me your money, $1 million, otherwise I shoot you. So the clerk, if he has a revolver or if he is a policeman, is allowed to shoot him. That's halacha of self-defense, of Habol Hogecho Hashkin Lehoge on an individual level. But there is a halacha of Habol Hogecho Hashkin Lehoge on a collective level. Remember, at one time, so the villagers started to throw stones. I mean, the Arab terrorists started to throw stones at the villagers. And then some soldiers fired a shot. And then one woman happened to walk out of the house and to hang up one vidavke at the time, while her husband and her children were throwing stones. So that's their strategy of the Arab terrorists, to use the women as a shield. And then the Jewish soldiers unintentionally hit the woman. It wasn't his intention. So of course it is something that is to be sorry for. But does that mean that the Arab murderers have a right to destroy the state of Israel and to kill the Jews just by using their women as a shield? افزاده لحالوخه on a full hold of hashing the whole day, not only on an individual level, but on a collective level. Even though that woman might not have been interested in hearing this, maybe yes, maybe no, I mean that, I don't know, but will give her the benefit of doubt that she did not intend to kill Jews, but it was necessary to fire a shot in order to defend ourselves by the combined endeavor by the Arab murderers to destroy the Jewish people. So there is a halacha of Habol Hodcho asking the whole game on a collective level. On the collector, and then the Kesagdiva says, and there is monakine, in respect to the halacha of Habol Hodcho Hashkin the whole game, on individual level, there is a loche in Yochila Tzilei Be'echod Mi'iborot, so he's not allowed to kill the aggressor. In other words, if somebody tries to kill a victim, and the victim is able, or a third party is able to be matzo himself by wounding, injuring the aggressor, he's not allowed to kill it. So the Kesadilo says, but when there is a combined endeavor by a whole nation, by a whole group, to destroy the Jewish people collectively, so then we don't have to be something and think every time, do I have to kill him or do that? But maybe I can just hurt him and flog him, so I'll be mad for myself. So that's what, so you're not mechuyev. Vis-a-vis a rating on an individual level, we are mechuyev to be midagdim, that if it's possible to save our lives, the life of the victim, by injuring the aggressor, we are not allowed to kill him. But vis-a-vis an aggressor on a collective level, we don't have to go so far. And that was one blunder that was committed by the Israeli army at the beginning. When they started to throw stones, they refused to fire shots. But what did the Israeli army do? They flogged them. Flogged them! So there was such an outrage by the civilized world. And even some Jewish rabbis made a statement that the way the Israeli army extorts the terrorists is devoid of all moral principles. So then Kissinger made a statement, it was a blunder on the part. He says, civilized people don't understand to act in a way that will impose fear upon the other nations. From Leimar Ayumo Kanit Golems, that is also implicit and symbolized in the Nifuye of the burning bush. Sometimes our guide has to be the real, not the heart. That will be enough.